Well, several years ago, the award-winning For the People got the opportunity to be the guest of Connecticut's Northwest Regional Workforce Investment Board. We got to talk to a number of the folks that work for them, as well as a couple folks that got jobs and training because of them. Northwest Workforce Investment Board is part of a statewide network of 19 American job centers in Connecticut, delivering free employment services through one-on-one career counseling, career training, and job placement assistance. Their president and CEO, Catherine Awad, is on the line with us, and we've got some exciting things to talk about, and we'll get into that conversation right after we remind anyone out there who is a paid or volunteer emergency responder, police officer, or former member of the military. We want to remind you that the Thin Line Peer Support Team is there for you. The team consists of members ranging from EMTs to paramedics, firefighters, police officers, dispatchers, and supervisors who are all committed to volunteering their time to provide peer support for you first responders. The team members have all completed certification courses in assisting individuals and groups in crisis on a peer-to-peer level. They're accredited by the International Critical Incident Stress Foundation, and they've also partnered with a team of mental health clinicians from across the state who specialize in dealing with first responders should additional help be needed. If you're a first responder or you know one or love one, get to know Thin Line Peer Support at their website, thinlinepeersupport.org. All right. Catherine, welcome to the program. We thank you for joining us. We know that you're finishing up some time out of state talking to us from outside. So we may get a little bit of, a yard or chirping bird noise in the background there, which is totally cool. Thank you for taking the time, actually, while you're away to talk to us this morning about the board. It was wonderful to be able to get down there and meet some of your team as well as the beneficiaries of your team's great work a few years ago. And we've since had the opportunity to have you back on the air a couple times, including this morning. And one of the more important reasons why we're having you today on this last program of June is because application period for folks who hope to participate in the Connecticut Youth Employment Program has closed. And as a result of your team and you qualifying some great applicants, there's going to be a number of additions to Western Connecticut's workforce in the coming weeks. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Thank you. And thanks for the opportunity today. We are pleased to announce that next Monday we'll be launching our annual Connecticut Youth Employment Program that will see 600 to 700 youth that submitted applications in the Northwest region begin a six-week summer workforce experience. For some kids, it's their first workforce experience. For others, they're returning students who enjoyed the opportunity and wanted to continue with a summer job. We're thankful to the employers who have agreed to accept these students and host them with their work experiences, giving these students and, youth and young adults the opportunity to experience a potential career pathway for them and gain those workforce readiness skills that are so important to being successful in the workplace.
So what type of jobs will these young applicants be either coming to for perhaps the very first time or the returning successful applicants?
Sure. A number of the students have, during the application process, expressed what type of employment situation they're interested in. Some students will be placed in a variety of healthcare opportunities, working in local hospitals. Some will have the opportunity to experience a retail setting. Others will be in opportunity to work in an office setting. And some are in what we call workplace-based opportunities. In Waterbury, we have the Waterbury Police Activity League that hosts a number of programs. Some of our students there will actually stand up and run a food truck this summer. Others will be involved in some landscaping activities where they'll participate in caring for the yards of elderly folks who may not be able to get out and take care of their property during the summer. Also, some opportunities down in the New Milford area, Danbury area. We have great partnerships with their youth services bureaus. And again, the students can be working in a variety of opportunities throughout the region at host sites or within the vendors themselves.
So for the, there's so much great aspects of this, Catherine. I guess maybe first and foremost is that some of these companies may be making the acquaintance of a candidate who could come back to them as a workforce member, a full-time employee or a part-time employee for many years or perhaps even decades to come, getting them integrated into these work environments and getting them to build relationships with these various companies who have so selflessly come to the table to provide these opportunities is a spectacular thing for both the candidates and the companies. How do you go about reaching and qualifying these companies for being places where your applicants will go?
Sure. We do a lot of outreach using our local chambers of commerce and, you know, reaching out to employers, making them aware if they're interested in hosting a student this summer. And to your point, one of our proudest moments is when an employer who hosted a student over the summer chooses to continue that youth's employment after the program is over because they've made such a good relationship. The student has really grown into the role that the employer provided. And we've had numerous cases where kids have then become employees, direct employees of those businesses that were hosting them. Those are the kind of outcomes that we hope for. And again, in some cases, the experience for a youth who might have thought they wanted, had an interest in a career path, they may say, oh, yeah, this isn't really what I thought it is. And so it's an opportunity for both the employer and the student to learn and understand what it takes to be in that particular industry.
Okay. And in the cases where an applicant may want to try to launch some experience or even get some ideas about a career in a business or an industry that is not already part of the workforce board's family of qualified companies, do you actually go out and kind of one-on-one seek those industries on behalf of that requesting candidate?
We do globally. We do that universally for all of the people that we serve, including our adults who are, you know, coming in looking for work. So whether it's a youth summer placement or an adult placement, we have a cadre of job developers who are out knocking on industry doors of all kinds, looking for job openings and kind of trying to create the relationship between the job seeker and the employer. So that does certainly translate to the youth and the young adults in this summer program. And, you know, we also encourage and do a lot of outreach to employers on a regular basis to create those relationships. So we do try to seek it out. If we have a student that was interested in working with animals, then we would reach out to a local vet's office or to a retail store such as Petco and ask if they'd like to host a student. So we do make every effort to accommodate the students to put them in an industry that they're interested in.
Excellent. Speaking of interesting work, you also played a role in getting some possible future state workers into the pipeline at the DEEP. Let's hear about that partnership.
Yes, certainly. Thank you. We recently successfully completed a training program for seasonal maintainers that was done in conjunction with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. We had 19 individuals begin the program and 18 completed, which is a very good success rate. And they received multiple industry recognized credentials and training that were associated with working in our state park system. The DEEP facilitated such training, such as awareness of the invasive species, both aquatic invasive species in the water, terrestrial types of weeds that are growing. And so that these men and women, when they complete the hire process, will be well-oiled and well-versed in this, what's needed to keep our parks clean and safe this summer, updating trails, cleaning out trails, just your basic state park maintenance.
Sure.
So we're very excited about that. Was really a successful, and we're very appreciative of the Department of Environmental Protection. Commissioner Dykes was very helpful in getting that going.
Yes, well, as Commissioner Dykes herself has told us on this program, and as we've heard from a number of other sources, there has been an explosion of interest in Connecticut's parks and a massive increase in the amount of people using them. Of course, with the advent of free admission to state parks with your with the fee that is included in your driver's license, this is also helping to boost attendance. And since Connecticut's number one destination for travelers is for hiking, I'd say that these 19 or 18 people that you're putting into the pipeline with the DEEP have come none too soon. In the last 5 minutes that we have with you, Catherine, let's turn our attention to something else that we talk about a lot on this program, and that's manufacturing, getting the stigmas removed from people's memories and from their getting people, oriented into possible careers in manufacturing as young as possible. You folks have worked with the Regional Sector Partnership in Manufacturing, and there's big, good news out of that department.
Yeah, we're very excited to report that our Regional Sector Partnership in Manufacturing continues to make great strides in meeting the needs of the industry. We have successfully secured from the Bond Commission a $300,000 allocation that holds the key to the last piece of putting together a training program for the metal finishing industry. That funding will support a self-contained electroplating line that will be used to implement a training program that was designed by the metal finishing industry leaders themselves, recognizing that there was no formal curriculum for this type of training. This is actually, we're excited, the first in the nation metal finishing industry curriculum. And so we'll be looking to bring entry-level participants to this training program and see them employed by a number of area and statewide metal finishers throughout the state. So we're very excited about that. Again, our manufacturing sector partnership has other programs it's doing besides the metal finishing industry. And another one is that the outreach to high schoolers to explain to them, as you pointed early on, that manufacturing is significantly different than it used to be when their parents or grandparents were working. That dirty, dark, and dangerous moniker is no more. And it's very high tech, very clean, and very precision oriented. So we're happy to be able to educate the future workforce about the availability of good, high-paying jobs in manufacturing.
Yeah, we never our Connecticut chief manufacturing officer Paul would not be happy with me if I didn't remind folks that on any given day here in Connecticut, there's an excess of 3,000 open manufacturing jobs. And Catherine, I'll let you affirm that some of these young people that get into these programs right out of high school, by the time they hit 19 and 20 years old, they're making paychecks in excess of, what would you say?
I'd say in excess of $70,000 or $80,000 a year.
And no shortage of opportunities with companies with these companies that continue to pay for continuing education. They continue to pay for advanced degrees. They continue to provide other benefits, fantastic health benefits, vacations, all kinds of great opportunities in Connecticut's manufacturing and advanced manufacturing sector. And as a result of this bonding, the ability to train on the newest state-of-the-art equipment that is poised to be installed?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunities are endless. We continue to work with industry. I mean, as workforce professionals, we know what we need to hear from industry, what they need to be competitive and keep the workforce that they need. So the fact that these regional sector partnerships partnerships are engaging with high-level industry leaders just sets the stage for success. And, you know, we encourage other manufacturers that might not have participated with us in the past to join us. We'll be hosting a very large meeting in September to move that partnership forward. So again, lots of benefits to participating, very little downside to an employer to at least listen into some of the work that we're doing and join in if they find it beneficial.
Fantastic. Catherine Awad is president and CEO of the Northwest Regional Workforce Investment Board. By partnering with businesses on career training and with local governments and training providers, as well as human services agencies, they provide valuable services to adults and youth. Their centers are conveniently located in Waterbury, Danbury, and Torrington. They're part of a statewide network of 19 American Job Centers in Connecticut, delivering free employment services through one-on-one career counseling, career training, and job placement assistance. They have a long name, but a beautifully succinct web handle, nrwib.org. That's nrwib.org. Check them out. If you live in Western Connecticut, you may find a new career or your first job that'll be a lifelong career as a result of this agency. And Catherine, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.